Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome, everybody. This is Kimberly, your host, and we're having a holiday fifth dimensional show today. We're super excited about. The number to call in is 888-627-6008. And I'm giving away a couple holiday surprises to the first callers that call in. You'll be the lucky ones that get some tickets to some really special events that are going on for those winter events. And super excited about giving those away. And tonight, you know, we're taking prayer requests. People that call in want to know, the show goes out to iHeart, Spotify, Spreaker, and all over the world. And people hear the show, and they hear your prayer requests. People are praying for you. I had a lot of emails in over the last, 8 years, and people pray for people, and people call in, and they also email me. I have my own phone number for the Healing Trilogy. And they'll say, you know, I had a near healing from listening to the show, and I felt it. I felt the Holy Spirit through my body. And I just want you to know, you know, when you call in and you come on, you ask for prayer, healing, it happens. We do. The Holy Spirit hears you. Tonight's show is on miracles. And when you call in or you want to ask a question on consciousness, family, or anything that you want to connect to tonight, it's your show. This show is about you guys that listen to the show. We love you. I'm also on next Tuesday night, 16th. These are two of our holiday shows, and they're all about helping you. I want to dive into talking about miracles. I've had my own miracle. And maybe you want to share a miracle tonight when you call on. One of the miracles that I want to talk about is in my book called The Awakening Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. It's been out for a few years now. And you pick it up. It's everywhere, you know, libraries and, you know, bookstores and everywhere on Kindle. And but this is really important because this is about people that are open to miracles, healings, and miracles. And in the book, in the back of the book, there's scientific research studies people that have experienced miracle healing. And they were documented in the book. But this is just a small part of it, because if you realize that these people that are documented in this book, only a handful of people that are in the book, because if you thought about how many billions of people that have had miracle healings that we don't even know about, or maybe you're one of those people that are walking around and maybe you don't even have a miracle healing, or you are a miracle, you would be shocked. You would be shocked how many people are miracle. Okay? So this one I want to talk about is very near and dear to me. Because I was just starting to be a faith healer. I was public faith healer, but I was always doing healing since I was a baby. I started when I was about, I'd say, I don't know, maybe 6 months old. I was blinking and, you know, walking, rubbing my hands together and making hands on animals. And then I was doing healing, you know, maybe about 7 years old. And then I started professionally laying hands on people just the last 11 years. And this lady came into my life around 2007. Anyway, this is what happened. came into my office and she had heard about me. And she said she didn't want to go into the situation with a very prominent Beverly Hills doctor that was very, very well known, like on the front of magazine. And she didn't want to have a particular procedure done for her breast. And she didn't tell me which breast it was. She just told me that. So she filled out a documentation in my office, signed it, and she laid on my table, and I started to do a review over her body. And I knew she was around 30, Jewish faith, and it was kind of around this time, during the holiday time. And I remember that I went right to the mouth in her breast, and I said, is it over here? She said, yeah. And as I went over into that area, I start blinking. As if you know about my work, one eye will blink where they feel as everything is A-okay, and the other eye blink, it's not good. So I said to her, what are they saying? She says, they're saying they spend there a bit and they want to take it out, and I don't want to do that. And I said, well, I do something called, laying on and healing. She's like, yeah, I heard about you. I heard that you do that. And she said, do you think that you could do a healing on me? And I said, I remember hearing my eyes go yes. So I went ahead and I started doing the healing. And as I started doing the miracle healing on her, she said, can I hold those crystals? So she went over to my table where I had the crystals. And she started into a prayer. And what I took me back a little bit was that before she started the process, I lost faith. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, I was from a very strict Orthodox Jewish faith that I really lost faith. And I said, okay. She goes, that I want to try to get it back. I said, okay. So she started to do a prayer. And she said, and she started breathing. Inhale and exhale. And when I do, I start to go over the area. I don't put my hand on, but I start to go kind of around the area, doing the energy. And as I was doing the energy healing, she took a second, was breathing, inhale, exhale, and she said to feel an energy going through her body, and she felt still. And then it was over, and she left. I didn't hear from her for a bit, and then I got an email, and she said, Kimberly, I'd like to tell you that after I saw you, I went back to my doctor, and they took multiple scans, and the lump is completely gone. The top prominent surgeon was flabbergasted after seeing me for many years and trying to get me to surgically remove it. The ultrasound photos showed no match. My love and faith for God has been renewed. But also, I now have a relationship with a word, energy, called the Holy Spirit. It's something I never thought I would say. And when I feel my breath on that side where I always felt the lump in the mat, it reminds me of the day that I came in your office to pray. The Holy Spirit completely healed me and the lump is gone. I'm forever grateful of my faith in our God. Our God is unquestionable. I continue to get stronger every day, and I'm beyond grateful to have met you. I know now that there is an energy. There is completely an energy, and the energy is called love and God and faith. People have been healed through miracles, and that day was a miracle. And I feel it wasn't just the mass, the lump, completely dissolving. But the miracle was that it was brought to the face of the beautiful energy of the Holy Spirit. And not only was she, but the physician. And this is the outcome of the divine working. The divine working not only through her, but what happened was that that lady went out and she told over 100 people in the Los Angeles community what happened. And she took her ultrasound x-ray, she took the other scans that she had, and she went around all over and showed them. And she became a believer in the Holy Spirit. She became a believer. And that's what this is about. It's not even really about being completely healed. It's about having the conviction of the after of being healed, of the conviction of understanding how you're being healed. Also, it's understanding is that how you stay healed. When you're healed by a miracle, you need to understand why you're being healed by that miracle. You're being healed by that miracle through the Holy Spirit to go out and spread the miracle, to stay healed. Many people are healed, but they don't stay healed because they're not going out and spreading goodwill and good cheer. And they're not understanding that some people have been born with lots of illness and sicknesses. And they've never even known they have it. But they've been such good people with goodwill that God has healed them. God has kept them healed without even knowing they're sick. In fact, that woman had something much worse than that lump. That woman had something much worse. And she is healed of that. So what I'm trying to say is that when we have a miracle in our lives, and some people will say to me, I've never had a miracle healing. I don't know what a miracle healing is. And because of me being psychic, I'll look at them and I'll say, yes, you have. And they'll say, it? Say, yeah, you have. I said, well, I don't know what it is. And so tonight I want you to think about it. I want you to think about, make a couple of lists of things that have happened in your life and perhaps what miracle you might have, or how many you might have, because I bet you may have had a few, and you may have not even known. And if you call in tonight, once again, 888-627. I love that 888, because HR is the agency sign, and the families come in, 6008. Let's talk about miracles. In my book, The Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, we have a lot. I have felt, not me, the Holy Spirit uses me as a messenger, of breath, prostate, liver, certain organs of the body, Holy Spirit likes to go in and renew and refresh. I also want to say, before we have some callers calling in, a very important message to you about understanding, staying in the loving energy of not controlling your miracle, not. This woman had her miracle healing. She was open and ready for her. And she was available for her. And she didn't have any judgment on her. She was open to being in this high dimension frequency. She wasn't having any control over it. Feeling very free. And that is what's important to remember. When we want something in our lives, we have to let the want go and just be open to elevating ourselves to a new dimension. And she was open to that. in afterwards, very excited. Many people that I have laid hands on throughout the 11 to 10 years that have been healed through the Holy Spirit, and they've seen the big tumors disappear, the small little tumors, the blood work, just to people saying, you know, I have this certain situation going on, but I can't survive it, are excited. And they're elated by these transformations. But the key is, after you have that, to go out there, to go out there and spread the word that I have this inner. So I want to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa coming up too, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy everything. Happy joyful life that we're in. Take every moment and spread good spirit, goodwill. Be grateful for everybody in your life that contributes to you doing what you love to do. Dear Holy Spirit, help us to remember the power of love, the power of forgiveness. Please help us to extend forgiveness to people that have harmed us or hurt us or pushed us back. Please help us to remember what it means to forgive and know that all things for which you can forgive and you can release these people that are evil or hurtful to us and move them into a lower dimensional frequency. Despite our feelings about these people, please release them from our auric field and help us move them into a dimension where we can give them love. Love, 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 love. And help us to elevate our energy frequency and our body to raise our frequency within us and heal our body and our mind and spirit. Please help us to remember how to love ourselves. Help us to remember to move past all hurt that was said to us and sent to us. Please help us to heal our inner child. Please help us to forgive and forget. Please help us to remember that we can move past hurt as children, healing our inner child. Please help us move into this dimension. Healing takes place where our angels are and our guides. And please help us to have comfort and safety. And we know where this can exist with this beautiful assistance. And thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for helping us to learn how to be in the fifth dimension, to feel love, joy, freedom, have fun during the holidays, and be our childlike existence that we like to do, and feel that we can be free to be childlike if we want, and we can have understanding for the afterlife and how they want to help us, and have an understanding for they want to help us succeed and learn who our angels to guide us. Amen. Okay, so if there's any time that you want to call in tonight, this is the night to call in. Kimberly's giving Santa presents away. Okay, so we're giving some class tickets away, mediumship class on December 18th. Mediumship class on December 18th is learning about who your angel guides are, learning about who your spirit team is. Guaranteed reading is December 18th. First caller is going to win the Santa Jingle Bell class for that. Also, December 15th, second caller is going to win that Jingle Bell Santa ticket. And that is going to be with Pastor Duncan, a minister life coach. That class is on for seeing you through the holiday blues. Third caller is going to win another class, which will probably be back on the 18th. Okay, so we're going to start with a few callers. So let's do the first call.
Michael from New York.
Michael from New York.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
Great. I'm sending you love and light, and I love you guys, and I love the story you told. It was great.
Thank you. We love you. Thank you. We love you. So you're
you're
going to win one of the Santa giveaways. So make sure you remember your class that you're winning, even if you don't want your class.
Okay. Thank you.
So you'll email us at my email, KimberlyMeredith11.
What's that?
You'll email us KimberlyMeredith11@gmail.com.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah, class, you'll just say class 18.
Perfect.
Okay, so what's your question tonight?
Well, my question is, first of all, I wanted to thank you for you worked on me back in 2022.
Oh.
2/22/22. On my right eye, and everything is fine. I'm seeing perfect out of it. I just wanted
to
let you know that.
Oh, wonderful.
And also, I'm having a little problem with my right arm, a little swelling going on, and I wondered if you could just send a little love my way, a little holiday healing.
I would love
great.
That would be wonderful. Yes. So all of us, we're going to send Michael some holiday healing. And
your
arms. So let's all put our hearts and our hands together and say, we know God, we know Lord, we glorify in you. Take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, and just put both your hands out, kind of move the energy out of your arms and your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, and putting some love in your heart chakra, and then say out loud, whatever negative energy attaching to my body, I breathe it out of my body now.
Whatever negative energy is in my body, I breathe it out right now.
Just releasing it. Good. Releasing it out. And we know that God is restoring your energy fields through your heart chakra. I also see some energy attached to the left side of your neck. So put your hand around the left side of your neck and throw it off. Say, I release this negative energy off my neck now, and just throw it off.
I release this negative energy off my neck now.
Say, I have no fear, only love and light.
I have no fear, only love and light.
And then take your hand and bring it into your heart chakra, like over your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Al Shaddai, by the power of God, resides in Michael as residing in the glory of the Holy Spirit. And we're going down into your field. Good. And we're just going over the right side. The left side of your body is very tense. I see something like all the left side is your blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So, yeah, over on the left side of your body, near your heart, your physical heart.
Mm-hmm.
So taking another deep breath, just to release that. We're saying thank you, God, for the healing we're doing on Michael right now. Thank you for all the positive energy that he's receiving. And just take a deep breath. We trust that you're helping Michael receive the healing and that Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. We're going to keep praying for you and sending you lots
Thank
of love.
Thank you, Kimberly. Happy Christmas and have a great holiday season.
Thank you. And if you want to come to our Saturday healing event, it's this Saturday at 2 o'clock Pacific time, and it's on our website, thehealingfilter.com. We have 10 speakers, 10 healers, and they'll all be there this Saturday coming up.
Thank you so much.
On our website. Yes, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. Good night.
Leah from British Columbia. Leah.
Hi, Leah.
I'm here. Hello, dear. Hello, Kimberly. God bless you.
Hi, happy
How are you?
Happy holidays.
Yes, very happy holidays to you as well, dear. Yes, I'm sorry if my phone isn't listening to this. Oh, I'm okay, except I wish I had more energy physically.
Okay. So, how can we help you tonight?
Well, it would be nice to have a prayer for energy there, physical energy.
Okay. So, and making sure you take your vitamin Bs, too, is really important.
Okay. Thank you for telling me, Kimberly.
Yeah. So, we're gonna call in for energy for you. We're going to call in your angel guide. So I don't know if you want to take the class. Do you ever take classes? Because we're giving classes away tonight.
I that might be nice there. I couldn't quite hear everything. My phone isn't up to par. I don't know why. It might be because it's really stormy here. Lots of rain. Lots of rain outside. And a lot of atmospheric flooding in the western part here. The Pacific.
Oh, okay. Can you hear us? Okay.
I can. Yes, I can. I hope you can hear me too, dear.
Okay. So in the class we do on December 18th, we teach people how to get in touch with their spirit team, and we do readings. But we teach people who their spirit guide is, who their main spirit guide is, who their main spirit angel is. And then you are paired up in a pair. So that's December 18th coming up. So you won a free ticket to that class. You can email me if you want to get that class. So that's your Christmas gift for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I feel like you're really connected to Archangel Michael.
Oh, good. That's wonderful. I sure like Archangel Michael. That's for sure.
Oh, good. And I feel like when you learn, like in my class exercise, how to tap into working with angels in the afterlife and how they can help you more, are you doing any daily exercises so you get more energy?
I try to go for a walk, dear. Some days okay. I walk more than other days. Yes.
Okay. So when you're working with the angels, you work with their colors, you work by journaling with them, you work by their numbers, their frequency codes. So the angels are, they're also linked to the prophet. So I know that when we work with them and we call in with gratitude with them, they really give us a lot of life blessings. They come in and they help us. And so writing to Archangel Michael might be something you want to start tonight. So I don't know if you want to start writing a letter to him, writing to Archangel Michael. And because I also see the number 4 around you a lot. So getting some more energy through the Archangel Michael is something really important. I think it would have a really strong universal effect with you. I feel like you saying, I trust, I live in the moment, I'm at peace, I feel a daily gratitude with you, I am a thankful heart with you, Archangel Michael, and I feel like this energy is going to start rotating your life stronger, and it's going to keep the stronger focus.
Okay, that sounds lovely. I will do that.
I think working with Archangel Michael is going to be really, really strong for you. And I think next year, like now to next year, something really profound is going to happen with you working with that, with Michael, with you. I don't know. Yeah, you won't feel afraid. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but you won't be afraid as much. You're going to be more fearless.
Oh, God. That's reassuring. That's certainly reassuring. Thank you, Kimberly. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Okay, thank you.
Shelley and then Bianca.
Okay. Thank you. Shelly, I think Shelly's on the phone.
How are you, Kimberly?
Hey, Shelly. Tell everybody where you're located. Hi.
Hi, I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay, great. Nice to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is so fun. You had such a lovely message earlier. It was really nice.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. So do you have a question that you want to talk about or you want to ask something first?
Oh, yeah, I have a question. Because I usually don't remember my dreams. So how do I tap into that more? I've always been so bad about doing that.
Yeah. So remembering your dreams, you know, often sometimes the best thing to do is when you wake up, like if you had a dream, you don't remember it. Yeah. I don't really know. Like, cause you know, I dream in a dream state. I'm pretty like a trance channeler dreamer. So I don't really remember dreams either. So most of the time when people don't remember dreams, I feel like it's just good not to. But if you kind of do remember a little bit of a dream, then just pretty much write it down, little bits and pieces of it. But if you're not remembering a dream, I don't really try to go back. The fifth dimension is kind of moving forward anyway.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, when we're remembering our dreams, we're working out stuff in our subconscious that needs to be worked out a lot of times in our daily life that we haven't been able to work out in our brains. And then also a lot of childhood trauma that we're working out. And So that's really super cool that you asked that particular question.
Yeah, because it's like sometimes I will remember it, sometimes I won't. It's interesting when my mom passed away, I would dream about her when she had messages for me. And I kind of talk about this in my new journal that has come out. And it's just so interesting because when you like journal about things too, then it can trigger like memories, and it's a good way to work it out that way. But I wanted to know like if there was like a deeper meaning to all that. And so, yeah, that's really interesting.
I'm not a dream analysis, but I do know that it's important to do journaling before you go to sleep. So tell us about, a little bit about the book that you wrote.
Oh, okay. Well, what inspired me to do it was after my dad passed away like a year and a half ago, I always wanted to come out with some kind of journal. And after he passed away, I'm like, you know what, let me just do this to like help myself heal. And it's a healing / manifestation journal that has healing affirmations in it. It guides you for like 30 days. It's all about self-love and developing like a good routine every day. Because before that, I wasn't really good at journaling because I would never know like, what do I journal about? So it has like 30 questions for the whole month and 30 affirmations. And you get into the habit of doing this every day and you literally heal from it. I've had many people. Yeah. And it's on Amazon. It's called Magical AFF. And it has like a black cover with a pink crystal on it. And it's been very like cathartic and healing. Everyone that I know that has used it, they've manifested money. Like, I had several people, like, their anxiety went away. It's my first, like, self-published book. So it's
That's
definitely been very, it's been very exciting.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for calling in tonight, you know, you can email me about the class for the 18th. We want to give that as a gift. And
thank you.
Everybody, we have an author. We have an author that called in tonight, Shelley, and her book is on Amazon. And tell everybody one more time the name of your book.
The Magical ASF Journal.
Cool. And you guys can pick that up, you know, maybe. So that'd be really cool. All right. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you.
happy holiday.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
So everybody, I just want you to know we're going to go to a quick break right now. And then we're going to come back and call in, and I want to hear about miracles. If you've had a miracle in your life, let's spread some good cheer tonight, or any prayer requests, 888-627-6008. Let's talk about a miracle and also about any prayer requests, or do you want to talk to someone that has crossed over? I'm ready to take those questions. All right. Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We are having a holiday show tonight, and we'll have one next Tuesday again. So we're super excited about sharing the holidays with you on CBS Radio and Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm Lisa. We are in fifth dimension. We are super excited. We just had Shelly on sharing about her book. Make sure you go pick that book up on Amazon. And tonight, we are really excited about talking about miracles, and we have someone on the line now. So, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hi. How are you?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm so glad to talk to you. Oh, my gosh. I didn't think it was going to take this quick.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if you could pick up any energy on me. I've been feeling real bad energy around me. I don't want to talk too much, but a lot of biting of my tongue. A lot of itchy skin. I just want to know if you could sense any energy around me. That's my first question.
Yeah, I mean, biting of your tongue, I'm not sure what that means. A relative that's crossed over, I can pick up that.
Who?
If you want to ask that.
Yeah, I was hoping that.
Okay, yeah, welcome.
A relative, who?
Well, when I say a relative, I feel like it's a woman, possibly a woman that's around you that crossed over.
Okay. Well, I have two women that were close to me, my grandmothers.
Yeah, I feel like it's a woman. I don't feel two women. There's just one particular, maybe one particular grandma is around you. She's talking about, have you always been a bit stressed, like you're saying, you're biting your tongue? She's talking about you taking on too much stress.
I always said to her about me taking on too much what? Too much stress? That would be my maternal grandmother. She had a lot of stress, my maternal grandmother.
Okay. She's talking about you taking on too much stress also.
The one of my grandmothers who crossed over is talking about me taking on too much stress.
Yeah. Do you want to
I don't know which one it would be.
Okay.
It could be either one.
Okay.
You can't come up with an it with
anyway, for me to finish doing message for you. I need to finish talking a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I can let you, you know, go on. She's talking about some kind of, did you have a head bump or a head concussion? Did you ever hit your head?
I did have a concussion back in 2013 from a car accident, a mild concussion.
Yeah, she's talking about something about that. She's talking about something about your eyes. Are you having any eye issue, honey?
Well, I mean, not literally eye issues. I mean, I could see what's in front of me.
Okay. Do you want to ask one more question? Do you want to ask one more question? Then we're going to move on.
Okay.
You want to ask one more question to me and the other side?
Are you picking up anything? Anything about me dying soon?
No, sweetheart, I'm not. But let me say a quick little prayer for you. Open up your hands and put your hand over your heart.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to say, dear Holy Spirit, let's help to receive the Holy Spirit. Say, I receive the Holy Spirit.
I receive the Holy Spirit.
And we're grateful to have this healing today, and we're bringing forth the energy of the divine love, and we're asking to balance my feminine and masculine energy.
Wait, say Namaste. This again, bringing forth my feminine and masculine divine energy. What did you say before that?
I just gave you a blessing. Namaste. Thank you for calling on the show. Thank you so much. So we're going to take the next caller.
No more yet.
So we're going to go into talking about miracles and what they mean to have a miracle. We're going to talk about a child's miracle. We had a little boy come in the office with his mom, and he had very, very bad stomach ache, and he needed healing, and he didn't really know what was going on. A lot of kids came into my office with very bad situation. And we didn't know, you know what was happening. I did a regular scan on him. My guides don't often tell me what the exact diagnosis is, but I knew where to go. But he did have some liver. And we did a prayer. We did Hail Mary and Our Father. And it was fine. He held the stones in his hand. And he must have been like around 10. And still went through his body. Felt it. And started to cry. And he has some sort of hormonal imbalance going on the day he was born. And we had to redo his diet protocol. So we did that and started on some probiotics. They changed water. He was from a low-income situation, so they were on tap water. So he got on a good drink of water. So that was good. Started drinking Mountain Valley spring water. They did end up finding out he had a problem with his liver. But after he did a few sessions with me, he started to really have a change. It was a switch. And started to feel better. He started to be able to go to school more. And just by changing that diet and drinking the better water, getting off tap water. I don't know how many of you are listening to the show tonight. Probably hundreds of people are drinking tap water. Now, her son, you know, was born with a genetic issue and liver, but if you're still going to drink, you know, bad water and eat that, it's not going to help you whether it's genetic or not. Eating and drinking that. So the energy healing and the laying on hands and then eating better and drinking good water. He's now, you know, I don't know, he's probably in junior high school. I am still in contact with his family. He's functioning and he's living. And that, to me, that is a miracle in action. Miracle in action. And I feel that the Holy Spirit brings people in our lives. It brings brothers and sisters together. And like the lady that just came on and said, there's something around me that feels dark. I didn't get that. You know, I got that possibly had a concussion, which she said, yeah. And I saw something going on, like headache thing going. And she was dehydrated. She needs better water and something to calm down the nerves. Her grandmother was coming in. But anyone here that's listening tonight is going to come back next week, December 16th. Take advantage of me and the Holy Spirit being on the radio and be in the flow. Be in the flow of service. Be in the flow. Be ecstatic. Be exuberant. Be in a transformational energy of your body. Be an alchemist. Healing. Understand that God is your agent. People are your agent. We aren't God. I'm not God. I'm not the Holy Spirit. You're not God. You're not the Holy Spirit. But we are alchemists. We are an agent. We can be directed to do work. We're a spiritual form in existence, choosing what we want to do, what we want to eat, how we want to live our lives, who we want to hang with. And this happened way before we were born. We came here to be here at this time. This, we're all healers. We're all gifted. We all, no one's better or more special than another person. And we're here to witness and transition in this form in our body in the next decade. An amazing amount of healing. We're all going to be upgraded, have healing abilities. But some of us will lose those abilities because we're not actually using them and being humble with them. Everyone can bring in the highest spirit and angel to their self in their life. We all can be spiritual warriors. We all can turn our scars into triumph. We can turn our emotional wounds to glorious multidimensional progressions to heal ourselves. We all, every single person has an existence in themselves to do something. Just by waving people and saying hello, by us being on the show tonight, we're making a difference. Someone is going to listen to this show. Someone's going to be home one night or in the day hearing, listening. Someone could be even a 15-year-old, 13-year-old kid. 10-year-old kid that came to me, 5-year-old little girl that I helped heal, they're never going to forget. No one's ever going to forget what you did. How you make someone feel is so important. It never, you never forget how you make somebody feel. You never forget. Never forget. My father passed away when I was young. But he never, the things that he did, things that he said, I never, ever forget. We had a short time together. He died around this time, died December 3rd. But the things that he did for me and the things that he said, I never forget. We've all lost a parent or a relative or a good friend. And maybe there's something that they did you're never going to forget. How they made you feel. How people make you feel, you never forget. That's what I was trying to communicate. a miracle is something you're never going to get. You can hear me talk about miracles over and over again, but miracles are made of sound, feeling, endless spiritual energy. And so you can't actually talk about it unless you actually physically felt it and witnessed it. So, like, I know you're hearing Kimberly really talk about it, and you're like, okay, but unless you physically have seen it or witnessed it, you're not going to actually really understand it, I guess. But maybe you're feeling it tonight a little bit. He's talking about it. Maybe it is still, you're feeling it a little bit. But the lady that had called on and said that she has something energetically around her, they're saying, no, you don't. You don't. You have good in you, love in you, and you had an accident happen, and you were saved. You had a miracle. You had a miracle happen to you. You had a miracle happen to you. You were saved. And your angel family on the other side, your grandma, the particular grandma, she is helping you. Now, understanding we're all open vessels to have not only one miracle. They're blinking. My channel was blinking. They're saying we are ready to have many miracles. Many miracles. So if you have a business that's not doing that great, or you have a relationship that maybe is kind of on the brink, or you have family members that you don't get along with, or maybe you're an outcast, you know, or something like that. Things can turn around. It's all in how we perceive things. It's all how you perceive the world, and you image your commitment with your inner self. And the energy field can shift in a matter of instantaneously. So what I'm saying to you is hold on, hold on, hold on there, hold on, and come back next week, December 16th, because we're going to have more miracle talking, and we're going to be shifting, and we're going to be rocking and rolling for our holiday show. And I love you guys. For being with me on Medical and Miracle Show, and you guys are all miracles, and I love you. So, just have a beautiful week. God bless.